Yeah, and we here at Steel Belted Radio highly recommend that show. April 19th, Leaf Rapids CD release party. I'm one of the few people in town who got to see Leaf Rapids live. They performed live just over there for Pledgerama, and holy crap, was it good! And holy crap, do I need to see more? You know, I'm a big lover of the Nathan. You know, the Nathans are our house band here on this show. But there's something special about this Leaf Rapids too, man. It's going to be good. Check it out, April 19th. We're going to have the Latimers down here on April the 12th, I believe it is. Hang out. Is it the 12th? I don't know. It's the Sunday before that. I'm real good at lots of things, but keeping date straight. Yeah, it's the 12th. See, I was right. Yeah. So check that out on Tell the Band to Go Home, Sundays at 2 here in UMFM. Anyways, back to Steel Belted Radio. Welcome back. My name's Jeff, here till 8 o'clock. If there's something you want to hear, you can you can give it a try. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@steelbeltedradio.com. You can find us on the Facebook or on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. And we like to play you good stuff. And we also like to tell you what's coming up. There aren't a lot of shows in my world coming up in the next little while, I guess you could say. JP Cormier is here on Saturday. That's going to be a good show. He's pretty talented. I remember Howard had him on the show years ago, and a super talented guy. Next Friday, my pal Shannon Lyon is coming and playing my house, a little over a week away. And I'd love for lots of people to come and check that out next Friday at the Old Sunset Saloon. You can find all the details at steelbeltedradio.com. But coming up this weekend, this is going to be a super special show. It's the amazing Shane Coisen. Have you seen this guy? Do you know this guy? He's unbelievable. He's a force of nature, is what he is. And for one of the most moving and powerful shows you'll ever see, Shane is your guy. It's sold out, I believe. So if you snoozed, you lost. But hopefully you got your tickets. And if not, well, Here's a sample of what you might be missing. We'll hear one, maybe even two, from the album Remembrance Year. This is Shane Coisen in the short story Long. Still about the radio.
During visiting hours, I had to read to sick people. The kind of people who had no one. It was my punishment. Catholic school community service for farting on a nun's muffin. It was an accident, I swear to God. And every day would start the same way. She'd say, how you doing? I'd say, I'm doing all right. She'd say, I'm doing just fine. Point in fact, the cancer had taken both of her breasts. And I imagine wherever cancerous breasts get thrown, two of them mourn their lost body. But she could laugh. She had a laugh like a welcome mat. Wore the same kind of smile Curious George would wear if he finally came out of the closet to be with the man in the big yellow hat. She'd touch where they used to be and say, you know, it's probably good that they're gone. My ex-husband used to go about them all wrong. She said, half the time, the only reason my nipples were erect was because they were trying to jump off my body to run away from his tongue. I was 13 years young, thinking to myself, oh my God, you're awesome. For me, it was all about visiting hours. Hadn't read to her in days. She was too busy teaching me how to watch horror movies and laugh. Because all the monsters Hollywood can think up just aren't as scary as letting yourself be talked into believing you can be only half of what you are. She'd put a hand on each scar and say, if you really want to get scared, watch the news. It's a steeplechase. Every day, thousands of people face going under thousands of knives. But it's still more cost-effective for doctors to pay off lawsuits than it is to save lives. So don't try walking a mile in my shoes. Just wear my pajamas. Walk in my dreams instead. Because this isn't a deathbed. She'd say, I'm not gonna give up today. I'm not gonna lay here and take it. Because life is as elusive as getting an orgasm from my ex. So sometimes I just gotta fake it. So if anyone ever tells you you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, give up your foolish dream. If anyone ever tells you to quit, you gotta make them wear a diaper on their mouth. Because men, they are just talking shit. Smile and say, you gotta let your body be the rocking chair that soothes the tired body of hope. Let your arms be the rope around the neck of self-loathing. Let your skin be the clothing that keeps compassion warm in the cold streets of regret. She says, don't pray for me yet. And I said, no problem. Religion is something I gave up on. along with dieting. But love. Love is a feeling that in me and through me I have often called God, so I will love you. She looked me straight in the heart and said, it's a shame they don't make hospital beds for two. But kid, you got your own shit to do. And I can't continue to let you be doing all right or be doing just fine. Not when there's a world full of people tired of dressing in shadows, just waiting for you to shine. Now bring me my goddamn Jell-O. She liked Jell-O. She liked me too. During visiting hours, I had to read to the people who had no one. But this is about a woman named Everyone. This isn't about death. It's about the fact that I can still feel her breath in my ear. Sometimes I can even hear her say, you are not giving up today. Because I live in a world full of senile underdogs. And I'm pretty sure we're all tired of wearing our choke chains. We're tired of being treated like walking canes. In a world so blind, no one can find each other. We just keep bumping into one another like people are just buildings made of bone. Who collapse every time they're made to believe that we're meant to stand alone. But you're not. Some of us can love. Some of us look like jokes, not funny, it's just the way people keep falling for us. And yeah, some of us are gonna get cancer, and some of us are gonna fall in our showers. But until then, you gotta shine, because all the time you get, it's just visiting hours. When I was a kid, I used to think that pork chops and karate chops were the same thing. I thought they were both pork chops. And because my grandmother thought it was cute, and because they were my favorite, she let me keep doing it. Not really a big deal. One day, before I realized fat kids are not designed to climb trees, I fell out of a tree and bruised the right side of my body. I didn't want to tell my grandmother about it because I was scared I'd get in trouble for playing somewhere I shouldn't have been. A few days later, the gym teacher noticed the bruise and I got sent to the principal's office. From there, I was sent to another small room with a really nice lady who asked me all kinds of questions about my life at home. I saw no reason to lie. As far as I was concerned, life was pretty good. I told her whenever I'm sad, my grandmother gives me karate chops. This led to a full-scale investigation. And I was removed from the house for 3 days until they finally decided to ask how I got the bruises. News of this silly little story quickly spread through the school and I earned my first nickname, Pork Chop. To this day, I hate pork chops. I'm not the only kid who grew up this way. Surrounded by people who used to say that rhyme about sticks and stones. As if broken bones hurt more than the names we got called, and we got called them all. So we grew up believing no one would ever fall in love with us. That we'd be lonely forever. That we'd never meet someone to make us feel like the sun was something they built for us in their tool shed. So broken heartstrings bled the blues as we tried to empty ourselves so we would feel nothing. Don't tell me that hurts less than a broken bone. That an ingrown life is something surgeons can cut away. That there's no way for it to metastasize, it does. She was 8 years old. Our first day of grade 3 when she got called ugly. We both got moved to the back of class so we would stop getting bombarded by spitballs. But the school halls were a battleground. We found ourselves outnumbered day after wretched day. We used to stay inside for recess because outside was worse. Outside, we'd have to rehearse running away or learn to stay still like statues, giving no clues that we were there in grade 5. They taped a sign to the front of her desk that read, "Beware of dog." To this day, despite a loving husband, she doesn't think she's beautiful because of a birthmark that takes up a little less than half her face. Kids used to say she looks like a wrong answer that someone tried to erase but couldn't quite get the job done.
and they'll never understand that she's raising two kids whose definition of beauty begins with the word mom. Because they see her heart before they see her skin, because she's only ever always been amazing. He was a broken branch grafted onto a different family tree. Adopted. Not because his parents opted for a different destiny. He was three when he became a mixed drink of one part left alone and two parts tragedy. Started therapy in eighth grade. Had a personality made up of tests and pills. Lived like the uphills were mountains and the downhills were cliffs. Four-fifth suicidal, a tidal wave of antidepressants and an adolescence being called pauper. One part because of the pills. 99 parts because of the cruelty. He tried to kill himself in grade 10 when a kid who could still go home to mom and dad had the audacity to tell him, get over it. As if depression is something that can be remedied by any of the contents found in a first aid kit. To this day, he is a stick of TNT lit from both ends. Could describe to you in detail the way the sky bends in the moments before it's about to fall. And despite an army of friends who all call him an inspiration, he remains a conversation piece between people who can't understand. Sometimes being drug-free has less to do with addiction and more to do with sanity. We weren't the only kids who grew up this way. To this day, kids are still being called names. The classics were, hey, stupid. Hey, spaz. Seems like every school has an arsenal of names getting updated every year. And if a kid breaks in a school and no one around chooses to hear, do they make a sound? Are they just background noise from a soundtrack stuck on repeat when people say things like kids can be cruel? Every school was a big top circus tent. And the pecking order went from acrobats to lion tamers, from clowns to carnies. All of these miles ahead of who we were freaks. Lobster claw boys and bearded ladies. Oddities juggling depression and loneliness, playing solitaire, spitting the bottle, trying to kiss the wounded parts of ourselves and heal. But at night, while the others slept, we kept walking the tightrope. It was practice, and yes, some of us fell. But I want to tell them that all of this shit is just debris. Left over when we finally decide to smash all the things we thought we used to be. And if you can't see anything beautiful about yourself, get a better mirror. Look a little closer. Stare a little longer. Because there's something inside you that made you keep trying despite everyone who told you to quit. You built a cast around your broken heart and signed it yourself. You signed it. They were wrong. Because maybe you didn't belong to a group or a clique. Maybe they decided to pick you last for basketball or everything. Maybe you used to bring bruises and broken teeth to show and tell but never told. Because how can you hold your ground if everyone around you wants to bury you beneath it? You have to believe that they were wrong. They have to be wrong. Why else would we still be here? We grew up learning to cheer on the underdog because we see ourselves in them. We stem from a root planted in the belief that we are not what we were called. We are not abandoned cars stalled out and sitting empty on some highway. And if in some way we are, don't worry. We only got out to walk and get gas. We are graduating members from the class of fuck off. We made it. Not the faded echoes of voices crying out names will never hurt me. Of course, they did. But our lives will only ever always continue to be a balancing act that has less to do with pain and more to do with beauty.
And I've seen the promised land.
Down on Madison 22.
Speaking of forces of nature, that's C.R. Avery from his album Chain Smoking Blues. C.R. Avery's coming to town in June for 4 days at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club. 4 nights, I guess. Early show, though. And June 3rd to June 6th. And in bizarro news, you can get tickets to a Times Change show on Ticketmaster, which just seems so weird. But, you know, what are you going to do? Check it out. That's going to be a good show. We heard a couple songs from his former bandmate in Tons of Fun University, Shane Coyson, along with his short story Long. We heard To This Day and Visiting Hours from the fine record Remembrance here. There's a new record and book and tour playing Sunday at the Old West End Cultural Center. It's going to be an amazing show. Hopefully you got your ticket. I know I do. Looking forward to it. Hey, let's just have some fun for the next little while. You want to have some fun? Is there anything you want to hear that would make this fun? 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, Jeff at stillaboutheradio.com, or just trust me, okay?
Tiny toenails, the way you talk while you're sleeping, to the boom, boom, boom of your heartbeat. And once I pick up that thread, it's hard to put it back down, and my body just carries my mind around. Yeah, my body just carries my mind around. Everything that's floating round in thin air is written down upon a page somewhere. All the little conversations are packed up in boxes and stacked up in some basement. You're more apparition than actor. As I lick my little finger, looking for some happy ever after, as I'm fanning through the pages of some dusty old chapter. Remember all your little details, from your bed here to your tiny, tiny toenails. The way you talk while you're sleeping, to the boom, boom, boom of your heartbeat. And once I pick up that thread, it's hard to put it back down, and my body just carries my mind around. Yeah, my body just carries my mind around. Damned if the whole thing don't get twice as big once you start dissecting all them little things. As it's slipping through your fingers, sticking to your skin, you're rubbing in your hair, man, it lingers till it mingles with the air you breathe. Though it distorts everything you see, pushing in from all around you like a sunny summer sidewalk, eating up an ice cube. Remember all your little details, from your bed head to your tiny, tiny toenails. The way you talk while you're sleeping, to the boom, boom, boom of your heartbeat. And once I pick up that thread, it's hard to put it back down, in my body just carries my around. Yeah, my body just gets
We'll be right back. to me. I want to shoot the breeze. Gonna walk the dog. We're gonna salt the beans. We're gonna carve it up.
Big shiny eyes, up at a decent hour, never ate yet. Got a little Johnny Cash in the old tape deck. Nothing in the trunk but some baseball gloves, pair of jumper cables and a set of golf clubs. Blanket on the back seat, we're in rough shape. Sunroof held on with a bit of duct tape. Looking for a gas station, better make a list. Fill her up with regular, I need to take a piss. Sexy girl, air freshener, stacks in a pinwheel. Top up the fluids, clean the bugs off the windshield. Not a care in the world, not a how and a why. No destination, not a cloud in the sky. Back on the road, not a moment too soon. Dish ran away with some other spoon. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish under practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Hole in the muffler, ghosts on the shoulder, cough drops, loose change in the beverage holder. To roll down the window, you gotta use a wrench. Been thinking about brushing up on my French, right there in the glove box. If you should look, you'll find 40 parking tickets. It's in a copy of the good book, don't bother looking. You'll never find me, I'm starting from scratch and leaving trouble behind me. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress.
There's a rattle in the wheel well.
fell asleep, and man, I don't feel well. But all I need is a half-decent breakfast, and I'll be back at it, dirty and reckless. 5 o'clock shadow, lips like mud flaps, hands like eagle's talons, eyes like hubcaps. The further I get, I keep going faster. Whispers in the wind, cows in the pasture. I have no plans, nothing to prove either. I eat out of a bag and sleep in a movie theater. I always a storyteller, I just write it down. Already been beaten, there's no way to fight now. I just kick back and keep warm on the cold days and laugh, cause it ain't like it was in the old days. I figure when I make it to the heavenly gates, they'll be working on my car and playing 78. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress.
Lake Street Dive there, taking it down smooth. Oh, that's so good. From Bad Self-Portraits. Before that, we heard the legendary Buck 65. He's got his book coming out finally. Can't wait to read that damn thing. Oh, man, it's going to be good. We heard Wicked and Weird from Talkin' Honky Blues. We heard Paul Kelly's Professor Ratbaggy in there with Money Make It Good. Something from a new band called CNC Surf Factory. Features Colin Cripps and James Champagne James Robertson doing surf songs. It's pretty cool. I'm going to say that the name of that song is Takashi-esque. Just a guess. I don't know what it says. The album's called Garage City. It's tons of fun. I heard the Ass Ponies in there with Kung Fu Reference. A little John Moreland and the Black Gold Band. We heard All Right, Let's Go from the album Things I Can't Control. And we kicked it off with our pal Brock Zeman. Little details from Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back. We got to go. Steel Belted Radio is over. I'll be back on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for Teleband to Go Home. Next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio returns. Stay tuned for Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film, and all kinds of goodness.